Are we ready to start?
כן, אתם מוכנות להתחיל, ואני מאוד שמח שיש לפניי כל כך הרבה.
We're ready to begin, and I'm really happy that there are so many beautiful faces in front of me, smiling. And let's start talking. I'm listening, and if I can, I'll answer. Let's go.
Hello, Dr. Lightman. Well, we also wanted to say that we are very excited to be here today. And just before we start our session, we really wanted to take this opportunity and thank you on behalf of all of the women of the world, CLI, for dedicating this time to us and prepare together for this upcoming virtual Congress. On the Zoom, what you see is our preparation women team with a representative from all continents. We've been working together with over 200 women, making sure this is a worldly Congress. Something special that we wanted to share with you before we start this session, we wanted to tell you that this preparation it was very unique to us. We felt that it opened something in the connection between women, pushing us to truly find a new form of connection in becoming a united global CLI. So today, what we did, we have questions that we collected from women from all around the world. And Donna and myself will be asking these questions on behalf of all of the women of the world CLI. So thank you. And Donna, please.
No.
Okay. Good day, Dr. Lightman. We really want to come to the virtual Congress as one woman. So the first question is, what is missing now in the connection between us women that will allow us to focus and work in the correct way?
The connection between women can't be the same as the connection between men because it's two opposite forms of creation, and therefore we, now I'm talking from the women's perspective, women don't have to be like men in everything that men do. We're doing it too. This is a real destructive approach because instead of building, it destroys everything. But a woman has to find a framework, a form of connection, a form of studying, a form of participating in her own unique way, like a woman does in her family. She has her place. She can't be like the man, right? Imagine that in the family you'll behave like men do. What'll happen then? No family will be able to stand that, or it won't be able to exist. God help us. To be in a family without a woman, without a man, okay, but without women, it's impossible. And therefore, women that want to leave their role, their functioning, that really, it has to be something very natural, convenient, where a woman feels that she's expressing herself correctly. And if they leave this and they want to be like the men, that's not good. And so you have to see in your connection, in your organization, how is it more convenient for you to connect, in what way, to what extent, without exaggerating, that you'll feel good, nice, convenient, comfortable, that it allows you to connect and to experience mutual bestowal between yourselves and how you help and push the men, helping them to also wake up a bit more and hasten the correction of the entire CLI. Please.
Yeah, that makes me skip to another question just about this, question number four. So what is the correct attitude of the women towards the men, and how can we support them during the Congress in the best way?
I think
that women should be connected between themselves during the Congress, in tens, groups of five, doesn't matter exactly in what kind of doesn't exactly matter how, but they have to support the flow of the Congress in that, they have to participate in everything. And this way, we can coexist. It's impossible that only the men will advance. We see in the modern world that it can't be modern if the woman is not as developed as man is. And the truth is that women are more developed than men are in this world. I know that this is how it is. We also see it. Women, they know more, they understand better, they're more involved. Men, they're kind of childish, they're playing around. And women, they're more serious, they're more business-wise, business-like, to the point. And therefore, you need to take an example from the men, and I'm repeating it again, but to really try and get organized the way you women understand that it's supposed to be, like you feel that it has to be the way a woman can be connected with other women. And then you'll succeed. You'll succeed big time. I think that the biggest mistake is to take an example from the men. You have to take the same tasks and to adapt them to women. Adjust them, please.
Kim, please take the next question.
So I think we're still going to stay on topic. So what is it that the men need to feel from the women exactly? What internal and external action should the women do for that?
It's hard for me to imagine today's world without the intervention of women in everything. And we see that the more the world's advancing, the role of the woman's place, it's becoming more and more important, more and more involved. And it's not because men are making room for them and are doing them a favor or something. No. But it's because the development of the world demands it. Because all in all, we're coming closer to the development of the Malchut. And therefore, I think that it's not just so that the world is accepting the intervention of women or the participation of women in everything that's going on in the world. Imagine 100 or 200 years ago even, I'm not talking about thousands of years back, but even 200 years ago, where could we see women that are so involved in social life? Well, there were queens, but queens, they started appearing on stage, so to speak, since the 16th, 17th, 18th century, even 19th, and today, that it was always the men's role to run the country, today women are doing it. So, let's go with that and understand that it is the call of nature. And what I want to emphasize by this is that this obligates you to build a very tightly interconnected organization. Really very much connected, so that you could shape the approach of the spiritual woman to the world that's advancing towards spirituality. And it's not simple. You have to skip over many stigmas and not to look at men again, and to pass through women, through the image of the woman all in all, to pass through her everything that the world is now going through. And to understand what actually is our role, the role of women, and not the role of men, but what do we have to arrange as women? What do we have to show? What do we have to arrange? It's just like women came in, and everything that's happening is happening from above. It's like women are taking on big roles, like big managers of big companies, businesses, governments. I think that the very same way, they have to also understand what do they need in order to get into the running of the spiritual society. But not that we'll just make place for them just so, but so that women will show men that they're indispensable, that it's necessary to have a woman in management, not in tens, but as women tens next to the men's tens. This is in terms of the spiritual management, and in terms of the corporeal management, I think that it all has to do with the extent to which you enter the management system of the worldwide Bnei Baruch. Here, there are plenty of women working in such roles, and I'm working with them gladly. I have no problem. I understand that a woman is much more responsible, much more to the point, more independent, and therefore I like working with women. It's something more serious than working with men. So therefore I think that the women's organization is first and foremost, it has to get organized and to understand how does it at least take a part, how does it at least take part in the world Bnei Baruch, and where can they become a part of management and the execution, the realization of things in a more practical manner. Please.
So, on our way getting there, how can we, worldwide women, hear you, Dr. Lightman, as one woman?
That's up to you. It doesn't depend on me. You have to be connected between yourselves the way women can be connected, and not on the degree of a man. A man, he is bestowing. He's on a degree like the force of bestowal of the Creator. A woman, she can't disconnect from the force of reception, but she can facilitate it, and she can function in this correctly in order to receive. So it's very hard to express it in a few words, but it all depends on the extent to which you first of all understand each other and the measure to which you can be connected in order to influence our entire system together through your connection. And again, I'm saying I'll be really happy to work with all the women that want to, but only from your connection.
Please.
So, on the same topic, but slightly different, as we try to connect, as we try to build this network of connection, if we see if one of us in the ten go through a descent and she needs to tell her ten about it for the ten to unite and help, what happens if we see another ten or group going through difficult times? How can the women support them? How can we support one another?
It's the same way men do, in the same direction. There is no difference between the men's group and the women's group in this respect. You have to help each other, support, awaken the importance of the goal, uplifted spirits, help each other. Everything that has to do with the men's group also has to do with the women's group this way, in terms of the inner work. Only to the extent to which you're capable, meaning that the main thing is that it'll be without pressure and without forcing, but gradually through slow explanation and in as friendly way as possible. But without a good connection between you, you'll not succeed. But your forces will be dispersed and it'll be felt. It will be felt. Women, they need a stronger overcoming in order to be connected like men. But when they do overcome it, they reach tremendous achievements. So I have to learn, what does the Rabash write about it? What does Bala Sulam write about it? If there are problems, then I'm ready to talk to you every now and then for you to send, suppose, send here your questions that are really burning, that are standing in your way. And I'll participate. Please.
We also have a few questions from the women's virtual groups. And one of them is, physical groups have many physical obligations that bind, connect, and raise the importance, like driving, paying rent for a center, cooking for the friend, cleaning bathrooms, mopping the floors, etc. How, without similar obligations, can women in the virtual groups maintain the same level of importance of the goal and of each other on the path?
I didn't
exactly understand the question. In a virtual group, you have more commitments, actually, than in a physical group. That's what I'd say. Because in a physical group, you have physical work, that everything's clear. What you do is very clear. In a virtual group, you have to show the work. How much you're really connected, how much you're really needed, how much your connection is really, how much you really need each other in your connection. Physical groups, they have plenty of disturbances. They have to clean, they have to help, they have to cook, they have to organize stuff. It's also a part of the spiritual work, but your spiritual work is much harder. Besides, I don't know how to put it, but it seems to me that we're close to a state where, just like there are physical places where there are men's group, men and women in the group, like the Toronto group, New York group, what other groups? Relatively large groups. We have both men and women groups. So it's also possible that you too will have a combination of a virtual women's group with a men's group. We'll talk about this later, but it'll happen along the way because one way or another, we have to be interconnected in some way, but not yet. We'll talk about it after our big congress. It's a part of our plan after the big congress that will take place on February here in Israel. Therefore, I think that you have much more spiritual inner work to do. Unique work that's harder, more pressuring, because it's spiritual all the time. But it can happen. Now, besides, what I do recommend is that everyone can get some kind of role and the management of the world, Bnei Baruch, being responsible for something. Especially nowadays, we need to disseminate our materials, the materials that we publish. After it's translated from all languages, we really need to disseminate it all over the internet. And this is the main thing what I hope women will do, because it's more suitable for women to do. I'm really anticipating, really waiting for you to do it and for you to see how much it really helps your personal advancement. Clips, articles, different, everything that we publish in our media in all languages, so that you will be able to disseminate it on all networks. Now we're reaching a world that's truly perplexed about where is it, what's going on, what's up ahead. And this is the moment where we must enter the world and force it to listen to what does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about our entire development. Why are our times so crucial that either we plunge into world wars or we advance in a good and nice way toward the enlightened world? Please.
So if we do that, the dissemination of all our materials, is it enough for a woman to do this on an individual base, or should we focus on group and 10 actions in dissemination?
To
be in a group and in a 10, it's also something necessary, but the main thing is the dissemination of materials, because after a woman disseminates materials, she is in connection with me and all the men that process these materials and the women, and then she passes it on to the rest of the world. So what follows is that, really regarding the world, she's the one bestowing. That's very important. I see this work at the uppermost importance, more than any other kind of work.
Tim, please.
Okay, so as we prepare to gather virtually to the Congress, what is more beneficial for women, to connect with my own group Zoom or join the Global Women Zoom? And if we connect in the Global Zoom, should we stay with our own 10 during the workshop or mix? So again, we prepare, most of us women are virtual and we're connecting through Zoom. So the question is, what is more beneficial, to connect with my own group on Zoom or join the Global Women Zoom with all of the women from around the world?
When you connect with your group, you're also connected to us, meaning your group in and of itself is connected to us. Or you just join a group that has no characteristic, no form, but it's general, all the women in the world from Bnei Baruch. I prefer for there to be a connection with your group. The permanent fixed tens, it's something very important. We need to keep them and the men's group and the men's tens, and also in the women's tens if possible, and to advance this way. If you don't have such a possibility, then I connect with everyone, with the general network of the Congress. And also the same goes for lessons, the different events, yeshivot chaverim, whatever. I prefer to be as a woman. I prefer to be through my 10. And from that, to be connected to the general net. Because a 10, it's like one person. The connection in a 10, it allows me, it gives me my home, my place, my entity. Please.
You mentioned this already earlier, so maybe this question is too soon, but how can virtual women support the men in the best way if they don't have actual contact with them?
You don't need any contact. If there's no need for it, if you don't work together, what for then? If you work together in dissemination, different stuff, but during the Congress, there's the connection between men and women that work on the internet, in the different networks in order to serve the Congress. Suppose here in the studio, there are men, women here that help me to be in contact with you and the different instruments that they're operating here during the Congress. But besides that, what for? A woman in her own ten with women, men in their tens with men. In spiritual work, it's better for there to be no connection between men and women, men with men, women with women. Yeah.
I think there will always be this confusion about the women's role. We had a lot of questions about exactly this. So practically, we feel like always the torn between supporting the men, uniting just between us, dissemination, and taking care of the family. So please tell us what is the correct way to approach this confusion? How do we work with it? Because we think it will always be there. So how to work with this confusion?
No matter how many times I explain this, I'll have to explain it another 1,000 times. And after that, too, the same question will repeat itself. So I don't know what else to add. In corporeal life, a woman, she doesn't say, I want to do like men do, because her instincts, her nature, pushes her to do what she needs to do. And she even twists the man around her little finger, and she knows what's good for her and how to do it. And when we explain to a woman that this is also what she has to do in the spiritual life, to take the method of correction and actualize, realize it as a woman, she doesn't want to listen, she doesn't want to hear it. And this is where our problem is, that all the time you, instead of performing spiritual actions, you're running around like a dog trying to catch its tail around itself all the time. Why are we not like men? This is also a question you ask in corporeality. No, because by body, by nature, by intellect, by your world perception, you're a woman. Why do you not understand that it's the same in spirituality and the differences there between men and women are much, much greater? So please, do this work between you. The method is the same method, just like our life in this world is the same life, but relate to it out of your own nature. And then it's going to be correct. And so I have nothing to say. Be women in spirituality as well, just like you are women in corporeality. What else? After this, no, nothing further to ask, right?
Almost. But really, I mean, we receive a lot of questions and a lot of scrutinies, and this you know, there's always that question mark. Is it better to scrutinize a question that I have first with my 10, or is Dr. Lightman the only one who can answer my question?
It's better to scrutinize the questions with your 10, then ask Dr. Lightman, and then hear and even write down, record what Dr. Lightman says, and to talk about it in the 10, and to try and understand him and realize it. Yeah.
We're approaching the Congress now, and a question was, will we see the results of our efforts in changing the world? Are we actually changing anything by our interconnection that we can see in corporeality?
Everything that's going on in the world is happening as a result of our work. If it's for better or worse. In the meantime, we see that the world is going through unpleasant states, hard states, and even dangerous ones. And this is a sign that we're not really pulling the world toward a good development through the good path, the path of good. In a good way, but in the meantime, by path of suffering. Now, what's going on in all the countries, in Europe, in the United States, and in general, that too, these are only signs of our imperfect work. That everything that's happening in the world, it's only in order to bring the world to correction. And if the world does not exactly advance toward correction by way of good, but look at what's going on in the United States and in Europe and in Israel and in Russia and the Ukraine and different places in the world, then we're not really good at this. It's not that we're not good at this, we're not really succeeding. So let's think about this spiritually wise in a serious manner, that we have to bring connection to the world, even love. And where is it? Therefore, I really hope that with the help of the Congress, the upcoming Congress, we will take another step for the better, and then we'll see the world getting better. And if not, the general hate between nations and between people will rise ever more, and it'll reach a state where, like it says in the Torah, that a person's enemies are his household, meaning that even at home, in my family, I'll discover that they hate me. Hate will permeate between all people, even the closest ones, even between children and their parents, and so on. We have to prevent that. Otherwise, we're really going into a world that's full of hate. Before a big eruption. Let's try and mitigate all of these things through our serious work. Let's each of us think a bit less about ourselves and a bit more about the world. Please.
I think... On that note, Dr. Lightman, we'll conclude. You gave us so much already to bring to our tents, to this Congress, and we really would like to thank you for this time. Thank you on behalf of all of the women of the world.
I'm also very grateful. I'm happy we had this meeting. I think that we have such an opportunity, and I'll be happy to see more and more women, beautiful, smart women, not only from North America, but from the entire world. So let's decide to have another meeting sometime, but in the meantime, between the meetings, let's advance. All the best to you, with the children, with your families, with in your countries, wherever you are, so that everything will be good, peace, health, and joy. All the best.